Greetings and happy new year. It is 2025, and yes, we are back with a wonderful episode of Wine and Wisdom. I am so excited to continue season three with our Q&A edition. I am so happy that you guys are joining me. We made it. Lord have mercy. We made it. And so without further ado, it's time for you to sip, savor, and elevate your minds as I take you on a journey and get y'all right for the new year. So I'm going to answer literally one question, but this question is going to have three parts because I've been asked this frequently. I know that 2024 was difficult. It was hard. It was hard as shit for a lot of people, including myself. You know, there were a lot of transitions. There were a lot of pivots. There were a lot of L's that I'm trying to turn into W's that are going to be W's. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And I think that the morale and the overall general feeling has been, you know, why should I even celebrate? I'm not really in the holiday spirit. And now I'm in this new year with the same old shit. So why should I be happy? Why should I be excited? Let me start with number one. Why should you should be excited about this new year? First of all, because you're the main character in this new year. See, making it a year is not about just, oh, I'm carrying old shit into my new year, because we know our problems that are happening on December 31st do just not resolve themselves on January 1st, right? We know that. And it's not about looking at all the have-nots and all the L's and all the losses that you have taken. It's recognizing that in spite of all of those losses, in spite of all of those punches that you've taken, you're still here. You're still the main character of your story. Do y'all realize some people, their story ended? Their book is closed. Chapter is done. Okay. The conclusion has been written for a lot of people in a lot of different areas in their lives. But guess what? You still get to be the main character of your own story. You still get to take center stage in your life, which means regardless of all the areas that you don't feel like you have control in, honey, you are still in control of your life, of who you are. And you're here regardless of how fucked up it is. You're still here. So there's a reason and a purpose and a value for you. So first of all, celebrate the fact that you are main stage and center character of your life. Number two, how about it's time for us to start saying goodbye to that toxic energy, right? To toxicity, right? One of those words that trick me up from time to time. Because there's a lot of things that we are still bringing with us from last year. Now, yes, we have our bills. Yes, we have certain projects that are unfinished. We have relationships that are still waiting to be resolved or flourish or whatever that is. Yes, we have children that are in the middle of still raising in their school year. I know we still got stuff going on, but some of that stuff that y'all are still holding on to right now, you really should have started shedding that shit in December, because you know I told you to. But there's some opportunities for you to actually let some stuff go, meaning make the decision of what you're not going to take, what you're not going to deal with, what you're not going to ingest. Make decisions about what you're going to put your foot down on, new boundaries that you're going to set for yourself. And if you have a hard time setting those boundaries, that's why you need to make an appointment and holler at your girl so I can help you set them. Oftentimes, we don't even know what to ask for. We don't even know what to want, what to require, what even expectation we should have, so because we're so busy living in response mode, living in trigger mode, living in reaction mode, living from moment to moment, that we haven't even had a chance to look at our lives and see where it's come from and how it's grown. All we see is the things that keep hitting us. But baby, you grew last year, and there are some things that you learned last year. So now is the time for you to let go of that toxic energy and those negative vibes and start recognizing what you want to release, right? It's not about just having it released on the first. Who the hell does that? Not nobody. It's about you recognizing, okay, these are some things that I definitely don't want to do this year, okay? And then thirdly, it's a fresh start for you to do you. You get what I'm saying? Like you get a new opportunity to do or do over or connect with the things that you haven't been doing correctly, or, you know, finish up some projects that you haven't gotten done, or, you know, refocus your energy in finalizing some areas that need your attention. But this is all what you get to do this year. It's an opportunity to do it differently, not just do it again, but do it again and add a little bit more joy, or do it again and add some patience. Or do it again and add some fuck it. I don't care. Because there's a lot of us still holding on to stuff, still trying to get attention, still trying to get acknowledgement, still trying to get recognition for things that these people are not going to attend to. They're not going to acknowledge you. They're not going to recognize you. You know why? Because you're already above them. You're already above them. so they can't acknowledge you. They're afraid of you. You're too powerful, too brilliant, too smart, too sassy, too classy, too blunt, too, you know what I mean? Too for them. So stop trying to get that recognition from the people. Listen, focus your attention on the people that's already trying to recognize you. Focus your attention on people that you know will. See, that's where we got to revert that energy. We got to stop putting energy into spaces that are not giving us energy back, y'all. That's what we got to do this new year. And I have some goals for myself because I'm still transitioning through my life, right? Still finalizing my divorce because divorces take time, y'all. It ain't a quick, you know, when you married for 10, 12 years, it ain't quick, right? So it takes time to do those things. And in this process, when I tell you I have grown and healed and learned and become stronger and realized my resiliency also means rest, I have gone through all of these things. But what I have also learned through this process is that I'm just getting started. Like, I am just getting started. Do I still have my moments, y'all? Hell yeah. Do I cry in fetal position from time to time? Do I ask why me? Absolutely. But those moments are becoming shorter and shorter and further in between because I'm too busy living. I am too busy thriving. I'm too busy devising my next plan. Do you get what I'm saying? Because I know that there is a whole nother chapter out there for me, several probably, and I'm looking forward to every last one of them. So I am looking forward to this new year. Even though I'm bringing in old stuff, the old stuff don't have the same weight like it had last year. It don't even carry the same energy. I don't even give it the same space that it had last year. Because guess what? Some of those things that are still lingering for me that haven't been closed yet, they are no longer the priority. They are no longer the majority. Okay? They're going to get done. And when they get done, I will be already steadfast on my path to the next chapter. And that's what I want you guys to focus on. Honor that. Remember, you are the main character in your story. You can choose to let go of some of the toxic energy that you've been holding on to because of expectations or traditional values or ideologies. And guess what? You get a fresh start to do you. So that dance class you've been wanting to take, that cooking class you've been wanting to take, that weird ass art exhibit that you've been wanting to check out, but you think don't nobody want to go with you? I'll go with you. Listen. Let's go. It is 2025. There is nothing else to do but to be alive because you are. And y'all better live these moments every single day. This is your year. It's not a new you. It's not a new you. I like the you that I was last year. I don't want to forget those lessons. It's a more mature you. It's a more grown you, right? We're looking for growth. And that's what I want you guys to focus on this new year. So what do you have to hope for? Your damn self and the fact that there still is hope. Okay. So I hope I gave y'all a word for this first day of the new year. Please continue to tackle it. Now is the time for you to reach out and get that support. If you need me to come through and help you one-on-one, I'm there. Or if you need to change your event to just the drab to something that's fab, then I'm the one to bring that keynote address to you. Okay. So you guys be healthy and be safe this new year. I will see you in 2 weeks. Take care.